And now, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to 7-time IBMA Female Vocalists of the Year winner, known as the Queen of Bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent and the Rage.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm so glad that you're here with us. We were talking, we're not sure how many years we've been coming here, but we're just always thrilled to be here. And, well, I might as well tell you right now, I got these pants in Las Vegas, and they feel like they're going to fall off, and it's not that kind of show. So I'm going to introduce you to our newest member. He rejoins us, and I'm going to go see if I can find some duct tape. I don't think I can do the rest of the show like that. Mickey, got any duct tape in your pocket? Or suspenders? Anybody got any suspenders? Maybe I've never worn those before, never had this problem before. Anyway, Meg, welcome. He is from the Bluegrass State of Kentucky. He is a three-time IBMA Guitar Player of the Year. Meg, welcome Mr. Josh Williams.
Thank you, folks. Great to be back with you. Here's one called The Last Song. Time now, I've been trying to make a go, baking and singing on a country show. I travel on bar with a little bit of pain, sold my notes, I didn't make much hay. I've been downhearted enough to quit, somehow I never have money yet. I say, quit this pig and don't have a dime, so I'll wait until the next time. Tonight. more. The long haired guy knocks on my door. It don't take long till I'm back on the go. One of his clowns couldn't make the show. We live in cheap hotels and I pick my car. Rare way back and smoke a long cigar. Specs to eat on the ground up pie. You hold me over just one more time. Hey, this is the last song I'll sing. The last one.
Thank you.
Of the year, and one of the first things we did, we went in the studio and we recorded a brand new song. And each week has brought us something, it seems, different. First bronchitis, then my father was in the hospital, and then we did an all gospel show, so we couldn't sing this song. So we have never sang this on stage before. That's always a little scary, but since we've been here before and you guys are so nice to us, we are going to debut this brand new song. It just went out to radio, so call your DJs and request this. I heard Eddie Stubbs played it last night on WSM, and Sirius XM Radio is playing it. So whatever your station is that you listen to, be sure to call them or email them and request this song. What's that?
WDVR.
WDVR. All right. Do you have that? Do they have this single? If they don't, we'll make sure they do.
Nothing.
iTunes very soon. It's already on Amazon, and we have a single with us tonight if you'd like to pick that up. Come to find out, that song was written 15 years ago by some of Nashville's greatest songwriters, Larry Cordell and Lionel Delmore. And Larry and I did a festival together last year, it was last May, down in Auburn, Alabama. And as we're doing this jam on stage, he starts talking to me and talking to me about his writing, his pitching me his songs. And I said, well, and so here we are playing, and they're singing, and we're playing. And I said, hey, what about that one that you sent me long, long time ago? And I sang a little bit of it, and he reminded me of it. He sent it to me, and well, here it is, and it'll be on an upcoming album. We're not, when we get time to go in and finish the album. So thank you so very much. I think we should do an instrumental, and one that features each and every one of these guys. You met Aaron. He is one of the premier banjo players in bluegrass music. You met Josh on the bass. He comes from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. One of the most talented guys I know on stage and off stage. He just fixed the plug on the bus a while ago, so you never know. You know, tape works a lot of different places, believe me. Luckily, he's just lucky he didn't have to tape me up before the show. But he's a solo artist in his own right. He has CDs back at what we call the Martha White Boutique. Please make welcome Mickey Harris. On the fiddle, he's not feeling too well tonight, and but he'd been home with his wife and his two dogs and a hog. That's what he gets.
With me, ain't
it might be. That it's that he got his wife a little baby pig for their wedding present. Isn't that sweet?
Don't worry, she liked it.
She did like it, didn't she? And they named him Merle Hoggard. And little Merle would sleep with them when he was this big, and now he's 85 pounds. And does he still sleep with you guys?
No.
No.
I'm all the hogging.
Well, he is from Elizabethton, Tennessee, and he most recently at the SPGMA Awards, the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music of America. He took home yet another, I'm not sure if 11 or 12 of those, but another Fiddle Player of the Year. And he's our Fiddle Player of the Year each and every year. Make welcome Mr. Hunter Berry. He's just been in the band for 1 year, and if you haven't seen us before, he's unique in that he holds a Bachelor of Arts degree, the very first recipient from East Tennessee State University to have a Bachelor of Arts degree in bluegrass, old time, and country music. He is a new innovator of the dobro, and he joins the greats. Make welcome Mr. Brent Burke. I was trying to think, you know, they have biologists, and, you know, since he has a degree in bluegrass, is he a bluegrassologist, perhaps? I'm not sure we have give him a title, but you know what, Brent, just come up and show him how innovative you are. Show him what you got.
Thank you.
eating at the Washington House, and what an incredible meal. Anybody have dinner there tonight? Isn't that amazing? I had the duck. Anybody have the duck? No? Hunter had the lamb. Mickey had the beef. We had a little variety, but I think we found as we sat down, and many times we've been here, we always order the same thing. So we always migrate that way, but it was really, really good. So if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? But as we were walking out, a lady came up and she said, "Are you singing a request tonight?" And so she wanted to hear this song. It is from our brand new All Gospel Project, which has 16 songs, and it has, well, songs I previously recorded like Prettiest Flower, Walkin' My Lord, Where No Cabins Fall. It has some hymns like The Old Rugged Cross and Just As I Am. And then it has some new songs and, an a cappella song called His Promised Land. But this is the one that she wanted to hear. And thank you for requesting it. And it has a great message in that, well, no matter where we are, we can be here, we can be in church, or we can be outside, and we can worship anywhere, even under a blue sky cathedral. Sweat on his brow, sing a song. This is one that is from his, from one of his CDs. But I just love this song. It's, I think, originally from Traditional Grass.
That's right.
Is that from Joe Mullins? His father did this song, and Mickey took it and made it his own, and we'll sing it for the folks tonight. What's the name of this?
It's called The Blues Are Still the Blues. Talks a little ice and about a little ice and snow, and we're glad we could bring you some good weather up here.
Yeah.
Great to be here. Here we go.
Well, the blues are still the blues, no matter where you go. Down to Tampa for the sunshine, or up in Detroit, it's frozen snow.
Sing this on the Grand Ole Opry and at the Ryman Auditorium, and I had a very moving. We did this song also on Larry's Country Diner, and anybody see the Larry's Country Diner? Thank you for watching, and so we sang this song. And soon after, if you saw that, I had a lady who sent me an email, and she said they were watching. This was about probably a month ago, I guess, when that was aired on the RFD TV, and she sent me on the Monday, Tuesday, a few days later, she sent me an email that said, on that Saturday, she was there with her mother, with her sister and her brother, and her mother was, she was dying. And she said her mother heard that song, and tears came to her eyes, and later in the afternoon, she said she sang a song, her and her sister and her brother, and they sang a song to their mother. She started to pass, and they turned on this song, and it was such a moving email that she sent, and she thanked us for the song, and I sent her a return email and thanked her for sharing that with us. It's when it says, His Promised Land.
When my way was long, I saw eternity.
God's hand. He gave me strength and helped me stand to walk the stairway leading to His promised land. Promised land. Take your place, a table filled by God's own grace. I've journeyed to my final home, sweet promised land. I've journeyed to just one more song. We're going to take a break. We invite you to the Martha White Boutique, and not only will you find the new single, the gospel CD, Josh has a CD, Aaron has a CD, Mickey has a CD, and Hunter has one, and the guy with the college degree does not have a CD. We're working on that, working on it up here, he says. We have schedules on all the places that we're going to be. Trying to think, I'm celebrating my birthday this year in Pennsylvania. Is it Center? Center Hall. But it's not C-E-N-T-E-R, it's C-E-N-T-R-E. Centra? So Center Hall? Center Hall, Pennsylvania, July the 13th. So it's going to have a lot of fun there. What's that? The Grange Fair. Now where's that at? Oh, it's in Center Hall. That's where we're going to be, okay? And we'll be in Gettysburg. Outer Banks, that's right. That's not around here, though. But you know what? You can travel and come out to Missouri. My family hosts a festival there over the 4th of July. So just, you know what? Just come and we'll just have an entourage everywhere we go. We'll just travel around everywhere behind the Martha White Bluegrass Express. We are sponsored by Martha White. Our pleasure. And where's that? Morristown, New Jersey. That is close by. Are you coming to that show? And then that's coming up. You live in Morristown and you drove over here. How far is it over there? So we know. Yeah? Hour and 15. Okay, everybody, help. We're going to come join us there. Isn't that next month? Okay, it's in April. Well, there's a schedule, or go to rondavincent.com. Thank you very much for reminding me. That's really good. But we travel in the Martha White Bluegrass Express. We've been sponsored by Martha White for 11 years now, and starting last year, they have something very special that we get to share with you. During this break, we invite you to the Martha White Boutique. We're going to give away an official cast iron Martha White skillet tonight. So, that depends on if the ladies get that and they pop you with that, you'll have Martha White over here. Remember not to do that anymore. Or you can go home and bake right with Martha White, either way. And how can you get that skillet, you might ask? All you have to do is come back and you share your email address with us, and when we're going to sing the song on the next show, we're going to draw out a name and we're going to give you that skillet. You have to be here to win it because it's too heavy to ship to you. And Hunter won't deliver it, so. Anyway, come by, say hello, and we'll be right back. And this is one that's from another CD. You might have had to read about Mark Twain in school. And if you know the story, this has four verses. It's hard enough to remember two usually in a song. But a song that has four verses, sometimes I change the story of Mark Twain. This is from the project Mark Twain, Words and Music. We'll be right back.
Steaming on your brown water, up from dogs on the same look. Sunlight or moonlight.
everybody.
My baby's coming home, and I know he's heading my way.
parts that we get to share with you. And in this time, I just realized I should have came in that door. It was closer, wouldn't it? I ran all the way around the building. What was I thinking? I don't have to go to the gym, that's right. Whew. Well, and special thanks too. This is a very unlikely surprise, I have to say, but one of the men of the on the Martha White Bluegrass Express happened to have a woman's belt in their closet. If you care to guess which one of these fine young men it was?
He's the only one small enough to fit in it.
Well, I was going to say, why did you have one? But the I don't think we want to know.
He's got shoes to match.
Well, he did say, he said, look, and it's got brown, it can match you, or you can turn it over and it's black too. So it's kind of scary. Yeah, it's that college degree, that's right. Actually, he said that he had it, you were trying to make a strap out of it or something. He forgot his strap once, so. Bought it for that. But anyway, thank you very much. That was really handy. I feel a whole lot better now. Anyway, we're sponsored by Martha White. We love to sing their song, and each time we get to share a T-shirt with you, and we're going to give away our skillet. Thanks to everybody who shared your email address with us here tonight. And I'm going to toss these out, and hopefully you can see them coming. There's a hole in the floor up here.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Okay. Try this again. Actually, a guy thought I was going to throw it one night, so shouldn't do that, should I? Anyway, and if this is, if I say your name, if I draw your name out of here, I want you to scream like a girl. Okay? It's not Hunter Berry. Do you think he could cook with this, Harry? You heard him, oh, you wanted to hear him scream like a girl. You heard that at Gettysburg before, remember when the bug got on him? That's on YouTube, and it's worth looking up, too. Go to YouTube and search Gettysburg Praying Mantis. Worth the search. Okay, our winner is Ben Lance. Ben, are you here? Come on up. Grab your skillet and come sing the song with us. You didn't scream like a girl, Ben. He is way on back there. So I'll tell you what we're going to do so he'll know what he's going to help us out. I'm going to sing Now You Bake Right, and then I need everybody to yell, uh-huh. Ben, you got that? Can you make it up here?
Come on, folks. Now look, at the count of three, I want everybody to say, uh-huh. Don't clap for me. Oh, no. I'm just kidding. I know he's clapping. All right, at the count of three, I want everybody to say, uh-huh, at the same time all at once. One, two, three.
You got them all together. They're very nice. Well, this is Ben. Ben, where are you from?
Dillsburg, Pennsylvania.
Where's that?
Dillsburg. It's by Gettysburg.
Pillsbury?
Dillsburg.
Come over here. I got a monitor in my ear. Say that again.
Dillsburg, Pennsylvania.
How do you spell that?
D-I-L-L-S-B-U-R-G.
Dillsburg. Okay.
Like a pickle.
Dill pickle. Okay. I'm with you now. Ben, do you do any cooking? Baking, so you can put this to good use. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Wow.
You will be now.
No wonder you do a lot of cooking, some baking. Well, we hope that my recipe is right in here for Rhonda's Raging Cornbread. We're getting ready to go to the Cornbread Festival in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. So if you want to check that out, maybe sometime you can get in the contest down there.
Okay.
And have you heard us play the song, sing the song before?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't heard the Martha White theme before? Oh, this is going to be so fun. Well, as I said, now you make right. Uh-huh. You can lead. Can you lead everybody in that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's quick, too. What do you do for a living, Ben?
I'm an engineer.
An engineer, like on the choo-choo train?
Yep, woo-woo.
No, really? No, I didn't think so. I was like, oh, boy. Which leads me to another song after this.
Yeah.
Since you're an engineer and all.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so now you make right, with Martha White. And since Hunter has been in the band, have you seen us before, Ben?
No, I haven't.
Then you do. Hold on to your skillet on this one. Hunter Berry over here, been in the group 11 years. 8 of those dated my oldest daughter, Sally. See? Uh-huh. And then, on June the 8th of 2010, Ben, he made his greatest dream come true, because he made me his mother-in-law. Didn't see that one coming, did you?
He's still in the band.
He's still in the band. He said, yeah, that's right. Miracles do happen, huh? So anyway, this next line is a pivotal moment. Because when I sing with Martha White, this is when I want you to help out Hunter with learning, yes, ma'am. You haven't learned that yet either, though, if you're not married, so that's not in your repertoire. It's hopeless. All right. Ben is ready. Here we go with the original Martha White theme. Kick us off, will you, Hunter?
Yes, ma'am.
Now you make right.
Uh-huh.
Martha White?
Yes, ma'am.
It's yes, ma'am, Ben. One more time. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Now you make right.
Uh-huh.
Martha White?
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good line. Martha White.
Martha White.
For the finest cornbread you can make. Get Martha White's up. Song that you don't have to sing, and the good part is it can be, you can't do it wrong.
That's messed up the last one.
Yeah. Can't do this one wrong. This is your very own. So if you're an engineer, do you create things like you?
Power lines.
Power lines. Special design on those and everything?
No.
No. Just you design them the way they're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Okay, I can see that. I got a question for you. What are those big red balls that I've seen on those once in a while? Is that for the wind?
Mostly airplanes.
Airplanes, okay. Saw those the other day. This is a train song, actually, since you said you're an engineer. Different kind of engineer? Yeah, so you've already got this. I was going to ask if you've ever been a train before, but you have. He says yes, okay. Well, this is a sad song. This is a very sad song, Ben. And, you know, my dad and my grandpa, they all carried a pocket knife and a handkerchief. You?
I'm a pocket knife.
You do? You don't have a handkerchief. Well, because this is a sad song, I thought maybe you might need this. There we go. It talks about my hometown of Greentop, Missouri. And does the train come through, is it Dillsburg? Does the train come through there? What's that?
You have a Granger train museum.
You have a train museum?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Well, this talks about how they took away the train. Growing up, I was in Greentop, Missouri, and the train would come through at midnight. It screamed through every night. We were just a half a block from the track.
Okay.
Train's gone. Saddest part is they've even pulled that track up. No sign of the train anymore. And so that's what this song, this is the message of this song. It has a little Missouri history in it. It talks about the Indians, Jesse James, and it's one called Pass Into the Train. So your cue, Ben, is each time I sing the line Pass Into the Train, is to come up and do your best impression of a train whistle. It can be anything you want it to be. It can be different, whatever you want it to be. Okay, you think about that. Here we go. One other thing, Ben, I forgot to say. Feel that music a little bit. Do you ever boogie woogie? On our show, Ben needs to know how to boogie woogie. Show him boogie woogie. Come on, Ben. Way back when it all began, muscle, wood, and steel. The mighty plans ain't the land. The horse that rode on wheels that broke the heart of a red man, a middle name for Jesse James. A mark was left for. By the passing of the train. YouTube, and he is, I knew it was close to 2 million views. I checked it today. It is 1,777,000, or 1,777,000 views. So you're approaching 2 million on this. He was at a show in North Carolina when all of a sudden a bird flies down from the sky, lands on his guitar. It sits on his guitar through the whole song. He pets the bird. A wild bird from out of nowhere. It even chirps and sings along with him. You have to see it. It was on Kathy Lee. And where all was this video shown on TV?
The Today Show with Hoda and Kathy Lee. And then Anderson Cooper 360 on CNN.
Wow. So that video is getting around. And so he is going to sing that song for you right now. Make welcome once again Mr. Josh Williams.
That's right. I'm that guy. How many of y'all have seen the Bird video? I'm just curious. Anybody? Yeah, if you actually, the last time I've searched anything, I just searched my name, and it was the first thing that came up. If you search my name, Josh Williams, but you can also look for Bird Lands on Guitar. And it is true, and I cannot tell you how many people have asked me, have you brought the bird with you? Because they think that that's like part of the act. And I can promise you this, the only experience besides that I ever had with birds was not that pleasant. This is a song called Mordecai. We see him in the distance on the trail along the rim, his silver head against the mountain sky. When Grandma's face would open up, she saw that it was him, and she said, Daddy, grab a chair, it's Mordecai. Seemed to me he brought a country store there on his back as he laid it all before us on the ground. I knew he finally reached into that ragged old backpack for the candy that he always brought around. He said, my papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my old baby smile and turn to gold. I'll say goodbye to Mordecai. One evening when he stayed with us, I saw him at his prayers as the last light trickled through the cabin door. Stood before the little yellow candle burning there, softly speaking words I'd never heard before. And I told him how my grandma said it troubled her mind so, such a fine man wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. He smiled and said, tell grandma if it pleases her to know that she and I both pray to the God of Abraham. He said, my papa was a wandering Jew, and it's fine faith. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my old man smile and turn to gold, and we all say goodbye to Mordecai. I left that hillside far behind for a place I've never truly called my home. And more and more these days I see him walking in my mind through the misty mountain distance all alone. Mordecai was a wandering Jew in my own way. I am one too. I hope to make it home before I die. And if I finally find my way, I'll light a candle at his grave and say one
by the Josh Williams. Well, we have several requests, and we thank you for your requests. Let's try to get those in right now. This one was part of our Ragin' Live DVD. We filmed, it was released in 2005, and Josh played that mandolin on this song. Yeah, tune that up. This is a perfect opportunity to have you take care of that for me. When Josh first joined the group several years ago, we went out to Scottsdale, Arizona, to one of the most beautiful resorts, the Westin Kierland. Anybody ever been out there? That is such, I've never seen they have a fairway that comes right through you see it in the hotel lobby. It is absolutely amazing. And here we are at this really, really fancy resort and everybody's having a great time, and all of a sudden my phone rings and it's the manager. He said, do you have a bench called The Rage? And I said, yes, I do. I said, we're having such a great time here. He said, yeah. He said, they're down here raging in our pool. I said, well, I knew that they were having a really good time. And he said, but we have a problem. He said, they're down here relieving themselves in the pool.
Yeah, lucky y'all ain't done it. The first time that's happened.
That's what I told him. I said, I'm sure that this is not the first time that's happened. He said, yeah, but the tall one's doing it from the diving board. He wasn't in the band at that time. Notes that Brent plays on the dobro. I want to ask him to play a different style of song that is equally as difficult to play. It has intricacies that you probably will never see on another song. And So I want to ask him to play that for you. We're close on time. I think in order to get the request, we might go over. Do we have a curfew or anything? Do we have to be out by a certain time? No? We'll watch that and be sure. But anyway, I want him to come up, and he's from Pell City, Alabama, and boy, just what an incredibly talented guy he is. Make welcome once again Mr. Brent Burke and the Dobro Chimes. Watch and play. You to know those are green thumbs right there. Went over by his house the other day. On the stove, I saw these. They were containers that had the plastic tops on them. I thought, boy, he's made brownies because he's a good cook too. He has taken seeds. He's starting a garden. He's tilled the garden, and he has started from. He's growing his own plants, and hopefully they're the right kind of plants. I didn't check that. They were just planted the seeds, so we'll check on that later, won't we, Hunter? College graduate. Maybe it was more into gardening, horticulture too, maybe a little bit of that. So, but got some green thumbs. And also, if you saw us last year and you got to see him, if you take a look at him, he does look a bit different because, you know, he's a fitness guy and he likes to ride bikes. Well, last fall, he and his girlfriend of 4 years, they were riding over the Cumberland River Bridge. And it's the most scenic spot in Nashville, Tennessee. And as they got in the middle of the bridge, he said, honey, let's stop here, I'm thirsty. And they stopped, and instead of grabbing that water bottle, he grabbed a ring, Ben, from his pocket, and he got on one knee and proposed. So he is going to be a married man on April the 14th. He knows how to grow that garden, and he knows how to cook, so. That might say, what's that? And women's belts, yeah. We're not going to tell her about this, are we?
Oh,
tears were freely flowing, their loss so hard to bear. It was then I looked around me, she was the prettiest flower there. Angel stood at attention when she was called away, for she'd held the hand of Jesus every day. Heaven's choir played her anthem as they welcomed one so rare. Heaven knows she is the prettiest flower. John and James could never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
Said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Cast your nets aside and join the battle tide. He to make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy.
said,
"Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men." Jesus bore the cross to gather in the lost. Oh, what a mighty cause to set us free from sin.
He said,
"Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men."
He said,
"Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of me."
Y'all like that?
And we can't even make it. Okay. It's time to stop, folks. Let's do a little bluegrass express. What do you say? Thank you so very much for being with us. There's another version of that song on our gospel CD, and it's not like that one. But we hope that we see you as, you said, Morristown, New Jersey, and I think that's in April. If you go to the website or pick up the schedule that we have, it has the most current dates on there. Even in coming up, we're going to North Dakota. So come on over and join us there. California, we're traveling all around the country this year. And so we hope that we see you again after that song. Another hand for our banjo player, Mr. Aaron Mitzer. Mr. Josh Williams on the guitar, Mickey Harris on the bass, Brent Burke on the dobro, and Hunter Berry on the dobro. I hope we can sing this and take us out. We'll be out there, and if you'd like some of the music or you'd like to come say hello, we will be there. And then we're heading off to Ohio, so come see us. Come say hello. Yeah. song. Anybody left their dog outside of town before? Written by Jerry Sally. You know, Aaron, he put his house up for sale, and it sold right away. And so he was homeless. He'd run into a... Yeah, not uncommon for a banjo player, Mickey said. But I didn't say that, Aaron. Mickey said that. So he had to go to a rental house in between. His whole family, he's married with two children. I can't imagine that, getting all your stuff. And he called his friends, you know, the first time to help him move. Do you think they're going to go for the second time when he finds a house? I mean, really. Good luck with
that. Been there since.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that. All right, by special request, an old memory found its way back home again. Back home again. Oh,